Today we're going to learn Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding at the very top of Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are at, I think we got to Tanur Rabbanan actually, a couple of lines in. So the Gemara explains what Sak is and what's included in Sak, meaning Tanur Rabbanan. We have a Brisa that the Pasuk says, as far as Tumas Kelim is concerned, it says, V'chal asher yipal alav mehem b'mosam yitma mikol kli etzo vegero or o Sak. So it's one of the materials mentioned in the pasuk that anything that's tameh that comes in contact with it is going to be metameh. So the price explains ainli ela sak. I would only know about sackcloth that's meant to be worn. Minayin the rabbi says hakilkali. How do I know that some type of belt that they put around a horse that they tie the saddle onto the horse with when the horse climbs on mountains and we don't want it to slide off. Vesachevek or the strap that's on the belly of the horse that they tie the saddle on with, that even though it's made out of sackcloth, how do I know that's also considered sack and is mekabel tuma tamalomar o sack? It's the extra word o in the pasuk. Yachal shanimar be'esachavalim ve'esamashichos. I might think that we could even include rope that's made for measuring, that's also made out of sackcloth, out of goat hair. Tamalomar sack masak tavoy va'arig afkal tavoy va'arig. That just like sackcloth is spun and woven, so too only things that are spun and woven. But ropes and measuring strings are not spun and woven. Harei Omer. Now the pasuk says by Milchemes Midian b'meis. It talks about Tumas Meis, and it says v'chol kliar v'chol ma'asei izim, and it says tischa ta'u. So the word v'chol that it says by ma'asei izim seems to be extra. But why does it? So why does the Torah say this extra word? L'rabos hakilkli v'sachevek, to tell me that even things that are not meant to be worn by human beings, but nevertheless they're tameh, since they are made out of sackcloth type material, they're made out of goat hairs or whatever it is that sackcloth is made from. So yachol shani mar besachaval mesamashichos, I might think that we should include even ropes and measuring strings and things of that nature, vidinhu, and really it makes sense not to include the ropes, and I don't need a special pasuk to be memayit it, because timeh b'sharetz v'timeh b'meis. The pasuk is metame sackcloth with tumas sheretz, and it's also metame with tumas meis. So we could learn a binyan av. Makish etime b'sheretz otime ela tavi va'arug. Afkish etime meis otime ela tavi va'arug. Just like by tumas sheretz, it's only if it's spun and woven. So to by tumas meis, it's only if it's spun and woven. But these measuring ropes are not spun and woven, and therefore they're not tame. So it says Gemara Hain, the Brisa rather rejects it. Is tumas sheretz and tumas meis really the same? Im hekel b'tumas sheretz shikala, nekel b'tumas hameis shichamura. Just because you're going to be mekel by tumas sheretz on things that are not spun and woven, does that mean you're going to be mekel by tumas meis on things that are not spun and woven? Obviously, tumas meis is a much more chamer dika kind of tumah. So the Brisa darshins gzer shavah to be memayit chaval memashichos from kabbalas tumas meis. Tamulomar beged va'or, beged va'or. It says both by tumas sheretz and by tumas meis, beged va'or l'gzer shavah to darshin gzer shavah nemer. Beged va'or b'sharetz, v'nemer beged va'or b'meis. Ma beged va'or ha'amur b'sharetz lo timei ela tavi va'arig. Just like beged va'or that it says by sharetz, we're only mitame that which is spun and woven. Af beged va'or ha'amur b'meis lo timei ela tavi va'arig. So too beged va'or that it says by meis is also only if it's tavi va'arig. Uma beged va'or ha'amur b'meis timei kol ma'ase izim. Af beged va'or ha'amur b'sharetz timei kol ma'ase izim. And we darshan further that just like the word beged va'or that it says by tumas meis, it's metame anything that's spun and woven, even the straps around the horse's belly. So too by tumas sheretz, those straps are also included. So now the Brisa explains how I know to include things that are made out of other animal products. Say ainli ela dav rabba min izim. This would only tell me sackcloth which comes from goats. Minayin the rabbos dav rabba miznav hasnus miznav hapara. How do I know to include even things that are made out of a horse's tail or a cow's tail? Tamlomar osak. That's why the pasuk says, "Based on Meshratzim, osak." The extra word "o" comes to tell me even that which is made out of a horse's tail or a cow's tail. So ask the Gemara: is the word is the word O rather, an extra word over here. V'ha'apikte l'kilkli v'chevek. But we already used the word O to tell me that the, even the kilkli and the chevek, the straps around the horse, are mekabel tuma. Says Marahani mekami delese k'zeru shava. That drasha to include the horse straps is prior to us knowing about the k'zeru shava. So we thought we learned it from the word O. But hasha dasi k'zeru shava, Ayasale, but now that we have the Xeroshava, the O is now freed up, and we can use that O to darshan instead what we're darshaning right now, that even products of other animals, not only of goats, are also included in this tuma. So the price explains, Ve'enli ala b'sheretz, p'tumas meis minayin. I would only know that things that are made out of a horse's tail or a cow's tail are subject to tumas sheretz. How do I know that they're subject to tumas meis? V'dinu, because we have limud as follows, or rather the price says, tries to learn from Binyanav. You don't need an extra riboy. Time v'meis v'time b'sharetz. The pasuk is metame maisi izim with tumas meis, and it's metame maisi izim with tumas sharetz. So mak shtime b'sharetz. Also davar abba mizanav hasus mizanav apara kemaisi izim. After shtime meis, also davar abba mizanav hasus mizanav apara kemaisi izim. Just like by tumas sharetz, we include even that which is made out of horses or cows' hair. So to by tumas meis, we include it. So the Brisa rejects that. Hey, you think those are the same? Im hirba b'tumas erev shehi meruba, nabra b'tumas shiva shehi muetes. Just because we're going to include horse's hair and cow's hair in the tumas sheretz, which is a tumah that you can become tar from that evening, and it comes up all the time. It's a very common form of tumah. Does that necessarily mean we're also going to include it in tumas meis, which is not a very common form of tumah and only applies to someone who touches a meis and lasts for 7 days long? So it says, "Tamlamar begir va'or l'gzereshava." That's why we do have a pasuk that links the two through gzereshava. Nemar begir va'or b'sheretz, nemar begir va'or b'meis. Ma begir va'or hamar b'sheretz. Also, davar abba miznaf asus miznaf apara k'maisi izim. Just like by Tumas Sheretz, where the word Beged Va'or, the phrase Beged Va'or appears, we include even cow's hair and horse's hair. Af Beged Va'or, Hamar B'meis, Asadav Rabba Miznav Asusim, Miznav Apar, Kamaisi Izim. So too, when it comes to Tumas Meis, we include cow's hair and horse's hair to be just like goat's hair. So the Gemara says that you should know this Gzereshava of Beged Va'or, Mufna. It must be Gzereshava Mufna, that it's an open Gzereshava that's available, that both phrases in each context are available to learn and are not needed for the basic pshat in the pasuk. The ilav mufna, because if it were not otherwise open, then we would be able to have a pircha on this gezeru shava. Ika lemifrach, we'd be able to ask the following question on it. Mala sheretz shekem etame b'kadasha, that sheretz has a certain chumra to its tumah, in that it's metame in the size of an adasha, and maybe that's why it's metame all of these things as well, even the horse hair and the cow's hair. But maybe tumas meis, which is not metame b'kadasha, you need a kazayis min hameis to be metame, so maybe it would also be limited in not being able to do metame the cow's hair and the horse's hair. So the Gemara explains, Le'i afnu yimufne. Yeah, it is true that the phrase beged va'ar is in fact free just for this gezer shava. Because michti, sheretz iskeish l'shichva zera. Sheretz is linked with shichva zera. D'chsiv isha shertetzi b'menu shichva zera, v'samach le isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. U'chsiv b'y b'shichva zera. And the pasuk says by shichva zera, it says v'chol beged v'chol ar, asher yia Allah of shichva zera. So once there's a hekesh between tumas sheretz and shichva zera, beged va'or the kasev rachmana b'sheretz lamali. Why do I need the phrase beged va'or by tumas sheretz? I already have it by shichva zera. So shema minelafni, it must be that it's free, that it's available, that it's open, and therefore it's there to teach me the gzera shava between tumas sheretz and tumas meis. Says mar va'akati mufna mitzad echad hu. That's, but still, even freeing up the phrase beged va'or that it says by tumas sheretz only makes a gzera shava that's mufna on one side, and that might work. That works according to the opinion that if it's even just mufna mitzarechad, you're allowed to learn the gzera shava and you cannot slug up the gzera shava. But if you hold having it mufna mitzarechad is only enough to apply the gzera shava, but not enough to defend it against the pircha, then what are we going to do over here? We still have this pircha that sheretz is mitami b'kha kadasha, and mace is only mitame b'kazayis. So it says more de mace nami from yemufna. The phrase beged va'or by tumas mace is also free. It's also available. Why is it free? Why is it not needed? Because michti mace is l'shech v'zera. Mace is also linked with shech v'zera d'chsiv because the pasuk says v'nogeh b'chol tamei nefesh o ish asher teitzei mimenu shech v'zera uksiv b'shech v'zera v'chol beged v'chalar and already by shech v'zera it says beged va'or. So beged va'or d'kas rachmana lamali. Why does the Torah have to say beged va'or again by tumas mace? Shema mina lefnu ye. It must be that it's an extra phrase. So both in the context of tumas sheretz and in the context of tumas mace, the phrase beged va'or is extra, and because the phrase beged va'or is extra, it's able to make a rock solid gezeirah shava between the two, and therefore the halacha that we apply by tumas sheretz that the tumah applies not only to goat's hair but even to cow's hair and horse's hair, that applies to tumas mace as well. So now the Gemara explains what the tachshite nashim that are described in Milchemes Midyan are. The pasuk tells us after the Jewish people returned from Milchemes Midyan, it says vanakrev es karban Hashem asher matza klizav etz adav etzamit habas agil v'chumas. So Amar Reb Lazar, agil zedufus sheldadin. It's a type of ornament that was made in the shape of a woman's breast that she would wear over her chest. Kumas zedefus shel beis harechem. It was a type of golden ornament that was made in the shape of the beis harechem, of the womb area. Amar of Yosef, ihachi, if that's the case, that's what's called the kumas, hainu b'de metargamina, and that's why the unklus translates machuch, davra mevi lide gichuch. He calls it a machuch because it's something that brings about litzanus. It brings about gichuch, brings about laughter. Amalei rabba migufi dekras shema mina kumas kan makom zima. You don't need the Targum to explain this. Just from the word kumas itself, what do you think kumas is? It's an etrikan. It's an abbreviation of kan makom zima. So the Gemara darshins an additional pasuk that it says in the same parsha. V'yiksav Moshe al pekudei hachayil. So afterwards it says that v'nakrev is karban Hashem. So Amar of Nachman. So what was the ketzef over here? What was the anger? So Amar of Nachman Amar Baravua Amar than Moshe liYisrael shemachazartem lekilkulchem harishon. Maybe you went back to your old ways that you had znus with the Benos Moav, and maybe you did the same thing with the Benos Midian. And that's why you feel the need to bring a carbon, because you have a guilty conscience. Amrullah, they said, lo nifkad mimena wish. No, we lost no one. Everyone is absolutely fulfilling our religion the way they're supposed to. So Amrullahan, Moshe said, imkein kaparalama, why do you need to bring this carbon? So Amrullah, imidei averi yatsanu, imidei hirhu lo yatsanu, miyad vanakrev, is carbon Hashem. Look, we didn't do an avera, but we did have hirhu avera, and that's why they brought a carbon to be mechaper for hirhu avera. Why did they require kapara? Because their eyes committed the erva. It wasn't that they did the avera, but they had hirhure avera. Why are rings and things like that, those kinds of tachshitin, listed together with internal tachshitin? Meaning we list the tachshit of a ring that goes on a finger together with the tachshit of that which goes on the beis harechem, to tell me that if a person is mistakel at a woman for pleasure, even if it's just an etzba katana shalisha, it's just as bad as being mistakel at any other part of her body, at even the most private parts of her body, and it's just as terrible of an avera. Okay, we'll stop there, and next time we'll do daf samach dalet on beis, starting from the Mishnah.